Sagt der Mishnah Beseches Pesachim, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. You're allowed to shmear the carbon Pesach with juice or oil. In this case, however, Sachai, they smeared it, B'shem and Truma, with oil of Truma. So in Chabura's Kehanim, if this happens to be a Chabura only of Kehanim, no problem, you chayil, let's admit it. Kehan, can eat Truma. Im Yisrael, but if it's a Chabura of Yisraelim, what do? They can't eat Truma. So can we just take off this oil of Truma? It depends. Im Chayu, if they smear it on the raw meat, Yedichenu. You can just wash it off. Raw meat doesn't absorb. But v'im tzalihu, if it's roasted meat, that already absorbs. So yikloif esachitzen. You have to peel off the outer layer. Right, v'zakta mishnah sachi. Suppose they shmeared it v'shem and shel ma'aser sheni, with oil of ma'aser sheni. What's ma'aser sheni? First year after Shemitah is Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni. Second year is Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni. Third year, Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Ani. Fourth and fifth, Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni. Sixth, Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Ani. Seventh is Shemitah. Again, every seven Shemitahs is Yarvel. Fine. So during the year that we have Ma'aser Sheni, what do I do with it? Ma'aser Rishon goes to the Levi. Ma'aser Sheni, you bring with you to Yerushalayim and you eat it in Yerushalayim. If you have too much to carry, you can redeem it for money. Bring the money to Yerushalayim and purchase the food in Yerushalayim. Now, we are obviously in Yerushalayim, because you can only eat the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim. And we smeared the Karban Pesach with the oil of Ma'aser Sheni. So what's the problem? Yisraelim can eat Ma'aser Sheni. Zok the Mishnah, there's no problem. It's just that you have to remember the following halacha. If Sachi, the Shemesh of Ma'aser Sheni, if they smeared it with the oil of Ma'aser Sheni, lo yasenu damim al b'nei chabura. You can't charge the value of this oil to the b'nei chabura. Why not? Because she ain't paid in Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. You can't redeem Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. We say redeeming, but we really mean selling. You can't sell Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Now, normally when you say redeeming, that means we take the Kedusha off the Ma'aser Sheni. I'm not really taking the Kedusha off the Ma'aser Sheni here. I mean, I'm doing everything you're supposed to do with Ma'aser Sheni. Eat it, bitahara, being tarred in Yerushalayim. So the Mefarshim explain again, although we're using the term redeeming, we don't manage mean redeeming. You can't sell it. There are some Rishonim that take a have the gears over here, ein moichrin. But either way, that's pshat. The Mishnah means to say you can either redeem or sell Ma'aser Sheni Peiros in Yerushalayim. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah you can shmir Shem and Truma on the Karban Pesach if you have a chabur of Kehanim. If you have Yisraelim, you're going to have to get it off, or else it won't be able to eat the Karban Pesach. How do I take it off? Well, if it's raw meat, just rinse it. If it's roasted meat, so it absorbs, you have to peel the outside layer. If it was shmeared b'shem and shel ma'aser sheni, there's no real problem. It's just that you can't charge the b'nei chabura for it, because you can't redeem or sell ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim.